And out there in that forest now, where it's the places of it, it's, see, it was all underground when it made this rock. Yeah. Well, there's places that washed out now, and there's big gorges there, and them trees go way out there, you know, on the solid rock.
Just the whole trunk of it?
Whole trunk of the trees.
Well,
one place, I remember we walked out on one, it's 60 feet long, and it was, but it was tall as she is.
Used as a bridge.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think. Well, I wonder why they did that in that one part of the country and they don't do it anywhere else. I guess it must have been something in the soil or something.
Well, I don't know, but it appears to me that might have been a big canyon at one time, and that come on a bad storm or something, blew this down, closed it up, and then dirt come in on it, and she petrified. That's my opinion. Well, when they're in that forest now, that petrified forest, the whole trees laying there, and looks like they broke up in from that long to a far wood length, and some a little longer, and that's a puzzle to me.
Don't you know that the first people who ever discovered that must have just wondered what in the world they'd gotten into?
They didn't really know what it was. You've seen petrified wood.
Yeah, I've seen pictures of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's the actual stuff.
Yeah, little pieces, but that's one of the places I want to go. I've never been west much, and that's one of the places I would really like to go, to that petrified farm. And the Sequoia farm, that's where they have those big
trees. We went up there. They had one tree there that would make enough lumber to build a house. Now, ain't that something?
That's something.
It was a town.
Yeah, that's what it said, to build a small town.
Build a town.
You know, a couple of years ago, I was visiting my parents, and we went to a shopping center there, and there was somebody had taken one of those Sequoia trees and cut a section of it and laid it down on wheels and had hollowed it out and made a trailer out of it. And they were hauling that around, showing and displaying it at these things. But it was big. The log was big enough to, you know, stand up and walk around in.
Well, when we was out there now, there's one that it fell. Oh, it was a dead tree. It'd been down several years. Well, they cut a roadway through it, crossway. See, it laying this way. They'd cut a roadway through it and had it paved under here.
Well,
and y'all, I've got a picture, and the kids are smaller than it, but they was up on top of that, and we used to stand down there under it.
And you just drive right under it?
Yeah, and there's one big tree, then it fell this way. And they hewed out a place big enough to drive a car down on. Several feet, I don't know, maybe 100 feet.
Well, and you mean just right on the log?
Right on the log. They just carved it out about that deep, because I don't know what kind of tool to use, but they cut it out.
I'd be kind of scared to do that. I guess it's big enough to be just like a roadway, though.
It was. They'd drive way down and have their picture took and then they'd back off.
Well, that's one of the things I've got to do sometime. Where did you stay when you were, on the way out there? Did you stay at motels or hotels?
Motels.
I guess people use hotels, but I guess that's like a train. People don't stay at them much anymore because it's so much easier to stay at a motel.
So like these shopping centers just about took care of the town, didn't
they? Yeah. Does Winfield, downtown Winfield,
by
the column, what?
Courthouse Square.
Okay. And where was it you said the courthouse was?
It's at Hamilton.
That's right. Now, Hamilton.
About 18 miles, sir.
Yeah. And Hamilton and Gulen are down there.
Mm-hmm.
In that
Gulen between.
I don't know why. I've always, whenever I hear Hamilton, I think of Gulen. I guess somebody's.